The park's plan would limit the size of backpacking groups in some of the most remote areas of the canyon, like Hance Creek and Nankoweap. It would also restrict some commercial guiding. About 37,000 people every year spend the night below the rim in more than 1 million acres of backcountry, and about 1,500 people a day hike the canyon's most popular trails during the busiest times of the year. Officials say that's put the desert environment and archaeological sites at risk. It's also spiked the demand for search and rescue and medical services. Linda Jalbert is the wilderness coordinator for the park.
This plan is really recognizing our wilderness resources in managing to preserve that wilderness character. We're not closing off any new areas. We're just really looking at a different management strategy to better protect those areas.
Jalbert says permit requests for technical canyoneering have also increased in recent years. The park's plan would monitor the effects of those activities. The public has 90 days to comment on the backcountry proposal. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heintjes in Flagstaff.